Podcast Report, episode number 28.
Welcome to another episode of the Podcast Report,
the show devoted to bringing you the latest news and updates regarding the podcasting track of New Media Expo, the largest new media event in the world. Now, here are your hosts, the Podcast Answer Man, Cliff Ravenscraft and Eric Fisher.
Woo! I tell you, I get pumped up every time I hear that intro.
I just like hearing somebody say my name that way.
Well, everybody, we are back with another episode of the Podcast Report, and today is going to be so much fun because we are joined by our great and wonderful friend, Pat Flynn from smartpassiveincome.com. Pat Flynn, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing excellent. I am as pumped as you are after hearing that intro. Super stoked to be here. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely, man. You know, folks, I am going to do something that, you know, is something that's a part of who I am. But this is the first time I'm going to just open up and just lay it on the line here during the podcast report. Normally, I come to the microphone. I come to this podcast with everything prepared ahead of time. Eric and I will sit down and prepare an outline of at least a couple of points that we want to make and have some kind of general feel for where we're going to go with the episode. But today, I got nothing. I got nothing. I prepared absolutely nothing other than the fact that I said, hey, Eric, can you schedule a call with Pat? And the three of us will get on here and record for the podcast report. But that's okay because, Pat, you and I are actually doing a panel session together. And it kind of, you know, just me confessing to everybody my failure to prepare anything of value for this content here for New Media Expo's podcast report. It's just laying it on the line kind of deals with something you and I are going to talk about at the event, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But beyond that, you know, sometimes the best things that happen in life are the things that happen unplanned. That's what I always say. And sometimes in conversation, the best conversations happen when you go into it just not even knowing what you're going to talk about. So I suspect that, well, hopefully a lot of people will hear this and be like, that was actually a really awesome episode.
It's like birthing a baby.
Yeah. I wouldn't know exactly how that feels, although I've seen it in person. And it doesn't look very... It does look painful, but it's totally worth all the effort, I think.
If anybody's wondering where I came up with that analogy, because I am wondering now myself, I was thinking about the whole thing about, you know, sometimes when you find out that you're pregnant, it was unplanned, but it's one of the greatest things in life. If anybody's wondering where on earth that came from, it just came out wrong.
It's a happy answer.
Yeah, but I think I don't even know if we're supposed to say this. Maybe this is something you'd have to edit out. I don't know, but one of our good friends just had a baby of their own.
Well, you know, I think I saw some Facebook stuff on this, so congratulations to Rick.
It's out there.
It's out there.
Oh, it's out there. Okay, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and by the way, we don't edit, so if it's not out there, Rick, everybody out there in the world, Rick has just had a baby.
I've seen it on Facebook.
It's out there.
Yeah, he put it out there. Congratulations, Rick. I have a son and daughter of my own. It's just been such a blessing. Best thing that could ever happen to me ever. And so it's so cool that you get to share that experience too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations on the baby girl.
You know, I shared on his Facebook status update. I said, you know, he was talking about how it's just incredible. It's like, wow, this is so, it's like, he doesn't know what to say about it. And I'm like, I remember when Stephanie and I, when we had Megan almost 14 years ago now, it'll be 14 years in 1 week. And I remember leaving the hospital and rushing to the car and actually, you know, making sure that Megan was buckled in tight. And I'm like flooring it out of there because I was afraid they were going to like have security come and chase us down or something like that. And they were going to take her back. And I'm like, there's just no way that we go in empty handed, if you will, and come away with this amazing baby girl. Wow. That is so wild. And
you're saying when you were leaving the hospital with your daughter?
Yes. Yeah. You know,
floored it. I don't know if that's the safest thing to do.
I think that I had the opposite reaction where it's like, okay, there's this new life in my car. I must lightly tap the gas as little as possible because I'm now driving for three.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, well, the thing here's the deal is that I don't know how your hospitals are. I would imagine they're the same, but you know they put all the security straps on their wrist and stuff like that, and you know the alarms go off if you go past the door. So we had been in the hospital for a couple of days, and I'd been allowed to hold her and walk, but there was always a limit of how far I could go, and that's it. It was just so weird the day that they snapped that, you know, they cut that little bracelet off, and all of a sudden we could walk beyond the threshold. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is really our child. Anyway, exciting stuff. And I told him, I said, now it's 14 years later, we have three amazing children, and there have only been a few times that we wish we could take them back.
Have you guys have you had your kids on your podcast before?
Yeah. Well, Eric, how about you?
You know what? I haven't, but that's a great idea. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I had my son.
I know Cliff has.
I had my son come on. I think he was maybe a year and a little over a year, and he was just babbling, maybe saying a couple words. And he's probably the most frequent person that everyone wants to come back on the show that I've had on the show before. So he's actually, you know, almost four now. So I'm definitely going to have him come on. I had my daughter come on and say a few words recently as well for an upcoming episode that isn't out yet. It's just so cool to get them involved. And now we were at the mall the other day, and my son was playing in the playground, and he was talking to one of the fathers of another kid that was there. And he's like, "My daddy has a podcast." And he goes, "Oh, really? What kind of podcast?" He's like, he has a podcast, and he uses a microphone. I'm on the microphone too with him. And then I started talking to this guy about my podcast. And so Keone, my son, helped me find another audience member, which is kind of
nice.
Cool.
That is awesome.
Unpaid marketing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have your kids do the work for you. That's,
well, I guess you're paying for it in other ways, but still.
So check this out. I'm just going to pull up a random episode. This is from June 18th, 2009. And I'll just hit the play button here.
Hey, everybody. Cliff Ravenscraft here.
And Matthew Ravenscraft.
We're in the car recording a special episode of
Gaming with Matt.
And we figured we'd do this in the car because we just got finished attending a very special event for Megan.
Anyway, so there you go.
Nice proof.
He sounds so young.
He was actually nominated. I don't think he made the nomination, but he was. I had a lot of people nominating him for the gaming category and a podcast award. But yeah, he used to have a podcast called the Gaming with Matt podcast. Now, when Megan was 8 years old, she had 38,000 subscribers to her podcast.
That is wicked. That is so cool.
8 years old, she had more subscribers than I did at the time. And
she needs to come on and give us some tips because I don't think I have that many subscribers at this point.
I think I should be able to have an episode that will have her really cool theme song. Let's see if this is here.
Anna Montana Fan Podcast, episode number 26. Because the father of Megan's a child, and they'll just let themselves go completely wild. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh. Anna Montana Fan Podcast. Ooh. Talk about every episode. Ooh. Anna Montana Fan Podcast.
Anyway, I'll go in here so you can hear her voice.
Easy button.
That was easy.
That was easy.
We need an AT&T button.
She's 8 years old. Now she's getting ready to turn 14. Listen to her voice here. That just blows my mind.
This is the go completely wild part.
Here, let me see.
Actually, it's at least.
Dad, speaking about Hannah Montana, there was
supposed to be. Who was speaking about Hannah Montana?
Anyway, there you go.
Wow.
38,000 subscribers.
I don't think she could get that kind of an audience for a Hannah Montana podcast these days.
Oh,
no. Yeah. It would be sort of like a wrecking ball, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So she changed it. She kind of got bored with Miley, you know, a couple, I think it was like 27 episodes in. And it actually, she changed it over to The World According to Megan, and she carried that on for a little while. And There's, you know, it's kind of cool. But yeah, I've definitely had my kids. McKenna has not had her. By the way, McKenna is in the studio right now. Can you pull up a microphone? You want to say hi? She says no. Okay. But anyway, but McKenna's in the studio. She's the only one hasn't had her own podcast yet. But that's going to change, right? She's like, I don't know. She just shrugs her shoulders.
I think she's going to do a video podcast.
That would be cool.
Oh, that would be cool. Cliff, I met your kids in San Diego at Social Media Marketing World. They are awesome.
Thank you, man. I agree. They are absolutely awesome. Despite the fact that I'm their dad. They turned out okay. I think, you know what? All the credit goes to their mom. How's that?
Yeah, that's the wise thing to say.
Who is an awesome podcaster in her own right and actually going to be at New Media Expo.
She is. Stephanie, my wife, is awesome. Going to be there. She's going to be on two different panels, one talking about how to create a loyal community around your podcast. So that's going to be awesome. And she's also going to be on a panel that is how to create a fan podcast devoted to your favorite television show, movie, or book series.
I have to sit on that because that's something I've always wanted to do. Cliff, you've had so much success doing your Lost podcast and some of the other ones, the Hunger Games podcast. I would love, you know, there's only a few shows that I watch, but I would love to just talk more about those shows. And I think doing it with a podcast and building a fan base off of that would be pretty fun, I think.
It is. And you know, I actually have an entire strategy called the gateway content. And it's not how, I mean, I did not go into this intentionally to create and build an audience.
First one's free.
Yeah, the Lost podcast just was a fluke, and it was just a hobby, and it was just for fun. But what came out of it was an understanding of how, you know, people would actually come for the Lost podcast. They would listen to my wife and talk, and actually over time they became fans of Cliff and Stephanie and requested that we have other shows about other topics that we were talking about in passing. And so then we actually said, you know what, we actually prefer doing these other shows. These are our favorite shows. And it became this, you know, the television show podcast was the gateway drug, if you will, to get them in the door. And then we actually filter some of them down into the other shows. And we duplicated that with Desperate Housewives fan podcast, the Grey's Anatomy fan podcast, the Private Practice fan podcast. We even did two episodes of the Bionic Woman podcast.
Wow, I forgot that existed.
I know. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, don't, it, trust me, it's not even in the archives. You can't even find it anymore. But the one of the biggest ones that we've done outside of the Lost podcast, the Lost was by far the biggest podcast for us, but Twilight Saga brought in, our Twilight Saga brought in about 70,000 subscribers.
Wow.
So when you take in something like a Breaking Bad, when you take in something that has the mass appeal of millions of people, millions of diehard fans out there, and you create high quality, entertaining content that just takes that enjoyment to a whole new level, you would be surprised by just how quickly you get a massive audience. And by the way, it can be difficult for you to adjust if you're not used to having an online community already. You'll have to develop a thick skin quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I actually listened to a few podcasts that are for shows, like the one I listened to, The Walker Stalkers for The Walking Dead. And I just love listening to that. It would be so awesome to be on the other end on the microphone for that. Yeah, I'll have to think about that.
You should. I mean, and here's the one thing about this, and my recommendation doing this from experience is go into it with the series format in mind. And what I mean by that is go into it saying, I'm going to create this and I'm only committing to X number of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can let people know in the front. It's like, listen, you know, this show's been around for a while. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, cover the first season, see how things go or something like that. Or we're going to do, you know, there's 27 episodes in the first season. We're going to cover three episodes per episode or per three TV show episodes per episode. And we're going to ride this out for the first season, see how things go. But don't commit to this as a lifetime ongoing podcast going into it.
Right. You sort of want to validate, you know, your interest in it, but also the ability to build audience for this particular show that you're gonna create.
Right. Right. And it gives you the out if you decide you want to, it wasn't for you. But yeah, Pat, I would definitely encourage that. And I will tell you, it's a massive hit. And the cool thing is the people who find that content, they're already, you know, they already understand how podcasting works. And let's just say if you took your favorite television show, whatever show you chose, and you created a podcast about it, I would say at least 30 to 60% of that audience will transfer over to Smart Passive Income.
Mm. Wow. Dancing with the Stars, here I come.
That's great.
I'm not even kidding.
Or by the way, I just want to toss this out there. And if this this becomes reality, I'm going to say it happened here because I said this. But I'm not kidding. A Back to the Future fan podcast from you.
Oh wow,
dude.
Would be huge.
That's
gosh,
Pat. I will join you on that.
This is
I love Back to the Future. Like people used to talk about Star Wars when it was just the original movies, the trilogy. And I would say, sorry, my trilogy is Back to the Future.
Yeah, you know I want to get a DeLorean, right?
Yeah, like, do you? Really?
I want one
absolutely
too.
In my future.
Nice.
Or my past. That's.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to make you commit to it here, but Pat, let me tell you, it would be huge. And if I had to guess, just my own experience in podcasting and doing these fan podcasts and also helping other people do fan podcasts, if I had to guess, within the first 6 weeks, you're looking at 30,000 subscribers, and you could easily grow that to about 100,000 subscribers within 6 months.
The Pat to the Future podcast.
There you go.
I don't know. I'm just making
sense. It's your density.
Yes, so good. I could go for hours. I am smiling so hard right now. Yeah, that's a great idea. The thing about the Back to the Future thing, though, is you know that's not a series or a show that continues, and you can easily come up with new stuff to talk about or theories or you know what's going to happen next type of stuff. That's the cool thing about doing the television series fan podcasts, and you know what a great excuse to go and watch TV. You know, this is business, honey. I gotta watch my show.
It's research.
Dancing with the Stars. It's important.
Yeah, well, that's how I funded all of my television viewing.
It's a write off.
It is. But no, the thing I just want to stand by this movie thing though. It actually can be more than what you think. So for example, you could have. I mean, literally, you could have an episode that that covers the first 15 minutes of the show or something like that, that really goes into depth, scene-by-scene analysis of these things. It's like you maybe have never seen this, and people are really huge into Easter eggs and hidden things like that.
Oh, there's a ton, especially when it comes to time travel.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And not only that, but I just saw on Facebook, Father Roderick... he posted something about the history of the, the town square clock or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this, but in the third movie, obviously the town square wasn't built yet, but there is a picture in the movie of Marty and Dr. What's his name?
Brown.
Dr. Brown. Brown. Yeah. There's a picture of them actually posing with the clock that would be installed with a building being built in the background.
Yep.
Yeah, just little stuff like that. I mean, and people love that. And other people who are just as big a fan as you are, Pat, and some of them even bigger, they would just eat up. And the cool thing is that's something where you say, you know what? I'm going to cover all three movies in 15 episodes. I know this from the beginning. And it's something that you could be, you know, building and building and building and building, and you don't even have to release it until the 15 episodes are done.
Oh, dude, you guys are killing me here. I'm like, I just started another podcast already. I started my second podcast just recently. It's not on iTunes yet. I'm building those episodes, but this is for the recent food truck site that I built. I'm interviewing people who have successful food trucks or people in the food truck industry, from brand managers to health department, people, just anything and everything about food trucks. I've started this podcast. It's been really, really fun. I actually have an interview in about 20 minutes with another person for that particular podcast. Now I'm going to have to do a Back to the Future one, though.
There you go. I love it. I love
think you'll find the time. Yeah.
So
I want to talk more about Back to the Future, but we should talk about other stuff.
Yeah, we talked about birth and babies already. So real quick, we never did get into it. I do want you to just real quickly tell us a little bit about the session that you and I are going to do, and then we'll have you talk about your bigger session.
Yeah, I mean, you and I, Cliff, I think we're known in this sort of realm here as some of the most authentic people in the space. And that has really done wonders for us and our business and our success. And so we're going to talk a lot about being authentic and how to be authentic. And of course, there's sort of lines there that you may or may not want to cross. And, you know, just anything and everything that has to do with, you know, being yourself and how to, you know, in business today, in podcasting, in business, and anything, really, people connect with other people. I mean, my buddy Chris Ducker from ChrisDucker.com couldn't have said it any better. He says, you got to stop worrying about the B2B stuff and the B2C, you know, business to business, business to customer. Today, it's all about P2P, person to person. And the real way to make a connection with people, the real way to stand out of the crowd is to be yourself, and because nobody else is like you. And so to be yourself is to give yourself that advantage you have over everybody else that's out there to be able to make these real connections. I mean, a lot of people know from my show that, in every episode, I share an interesting tip or tidbit about me. I have my movie voice guy, the voiceover guy, share an interesting tip about me. And that's how people know that I'm deathly afraid of spiders and that I have, you know, I'm a marching band freak, or like we just talked about, Back to the Future is my favorite movie. Stuff that has nothing to do with the content that I share, but everything to do with building a relationship with people. And that's why when I go to conferences or I meet people in person who have listened to my show, the conversation always ends up to the same sort of few words. And they say, Pat, I feel like I know you already.
Yep.
And that has just done so much for me and my business. And I mean, I can't express how much and how important it is to be authentic and transparent and to share a little bit of yourself out there.
And I am so looking forward to sharing that message with the folks who show up to our session together. It's going to be absolutely awesome because it's like what you're saying. Everybody feels like they know you. And not only that, but the reciprocity that's built up. It's not just like, man, I'm going to buy, you know, I'm going to click through that affiliate link or I'm going to buy this product and service because it's going to help this business and keep it going and stuff like that. So they'll be there to serve others. It's like, man, I'm doing this for Pat. I'm doing this for Cliff. I'm doing this for Eric. You know, when you're transparent, when you're authentic and stuff like that. And the cool thing about some of the things that we do, and we're not, I think you would agree, Pat, you and I don't come to this and think, how can we strategically share stuff so that it makes more people feel like connected to us so that they'll then in turn do these things. I think this, right, some of it's a part of who we are, but what we want to encourage people is, you know, be yourself. This is some of the things that we've done. These are the things that have happened to us. They can happen to you. But one of the things that you said, and I love this, a lot of people come to me and say, Cliff, I want to create a podcast, but I want to do it about this topic. And there's already 20 other podcasts out there. There's so much competition in the space. And you said it as, how do I stand out? And the way I communicate it is, wait a second, there is absolutely zero competition in the space that you want to go into. And they're like, what are you talking about? There's X number of podcasts. I say, exactly. But how many of them have your feelings, your experience? How many of them have your perspective? And then I'm like, so it's like week after week, how many of them are sharing what you have in your head with that audience? And they're like, well, none of them. I said, exactly. The world's waiting to hear from you. Now get out there and do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And plus, when there's competition out there, really quick, you know, when there's competition out there, that scares a lot of people. It forces people to stop doing what they actually want to do. But that competition is actually, one, validation for that idea that you have. Yes, there's an audience there that's willing to listen to about the stuff that is wanting more information about the stuff you want to talk about. But secondly, you can go in there and see what's missing from these shows or what kind of information they're giving, and you can take it to a whole nother level. So you actually have an advantage coming in late to the game, as opposed to someone creating something totally brand new.
Yep.
And so I just wanted to mention that too.
Yeah, and I've known Cliff since he started, and I've known you, Pat, since Cliff mentioned you. I guess that's probably the best way to put it. And it's been, what, 3-4 years now, something like that. And I can say that you guys aren't strategically doing this in terms of putting your best face on it and all that. You guys aren't you know, shy about the mistakes. Like, you're being completely transparent. Like, you know, for example, Cliff, I've seen you screw up royally in the past, and I've learned myself. No,
I have never screwed up, Eric.
Yes, you have. You admit it, and you're a better person for it, and so am I. And that's the point. Like, I've learned what not to do as much as what to do, and consistently, the mistakes, you know, go away. Like, you cover them up. You get not covering them up like in a bad way, but you know, like, you get better, and then you don't do those things anymore, and then you have that authority and that authenticity and transparency to pass on. People don't shy away from looking to you and pointing at you and saying the word expert and go-to guy, both of you, for those reasons, because they believe you, because you've shared the good and the bad in the process.
Yeah. I'll never forget the time on Podcast Answer Man. I went on a 27-minute rant about how angry I was with a certain podcamp in a certain city.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see?
It's like, oh my gosh. And I came back the next week and I'm like, guys, I am so sorry. Fun stuff. So, Pat,
what's the other session?
The session that I'm doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The solo session is going to be about how important it is to get your audience involved in what you're doing, not just to share things, but to get them involved and have them as a group collectively help each other as well at the same time. So I'm going to be doing a lot of cool things in that presentation that are going to involve the audience. So really getting everybody involved in the presentation to sort of, you know, highlight the fact that once you get people involved, they're more likely to do things. They're more likely to talk about you. They're more likely to actually take action on the things that you're trying to teach them. So I'm actually, and I'll hint at this. I'm working with a magician right now.
Nice.
To bring some magic into the show, if you will. And I'm not talking about Magic the Gathering cards as much as that would be awesome, because I used to play Magic the Gathering, but this is like, you know, magic, like David Copperfield type stuff. So I'm working with the magician to help me teach some things that I could teach whilst having the audience get involved with that too.
Sweet. Who are you cutting in half?
Eric, you want to volunteer?
I volunteer Eric.
In half, yeah. You can cut me in half.
No,
I'm not. Just buy me breakfast first.
Yeah, I'll make sure to include the bacon.
All right.
Awesome. Well, folks, if you guys can't tell, you know, we are super excited about New Media Expo. We are huge fans of this conference. We hope that you guys are planning on being there with us. If you have been thinking about it and you made the decision, I'm not going to do it this year, I'll do it next year for sure. You've got to be there in Las Vegas this January for 2014 NMX. It's going to be awesome. Pat, obviously there's a lot of things that you love about New Media Expo, but what is one huge takeaway that you came away from last year? Something that has had a positive impact on your business this year?
The presentations are great and things like that, but I think it's just what I love about going to conferences, and especially this one, since we're all like-minded people there, is just the connections that are made sort of outside the presentations. I mean, obviously, I would recommend you go to as many talks as you can, ones that are relevant to what you're trying to do and trying to accomplish in your business or in your blog, in your podcast. But just the connections that you make with people outside of those sessions are just, you know, so important. I've made a lot of great friends. I think one of the best things that happened, if I want to be really specific, was the relationship I started to build with a man named Greg Hickman, who you can find at mobilemix.com. He's sort of become the sort of figure for anything mobile marketing related online now. And that's where I got to really know him really well. And we're good friends now. We talk on Skype every once in a while. I've learned a ton of things from him when it comes to mobile marketing. And I've been doing what I can to share what I know with him too, to help him improve his business and get more exposure as well. So, I mean, that's just one sample of the many, many relationships that I've started to build throughout my years going to New Media Expo or Blog World Expo back in the day. And so, you know, I think that's really I mean, there's so many amazing things about the conference, but that's, you know, those relationships that I feel that, you know, continue forward even after the conference is over is probably the most important thing to me.
Awesome. Hey, I have two announcements that I want to say here real quickly. First, Michael Hyatt, I've been able to secure him coming to the conference, and he's going to be doing a super session titled Five Elements of a Powerful Personal Brand. And so I'm looking forward to having Michael Hyatt come out. And also, I assembled a panel. Get this. Dan Miller from 48 Days to the Work You Love, Michael Hyatt, Ray Edwards, all on one panel, talking about the formula for creating a top-ranked podcast in the business category of iTunes.
How do you do that, Cliff? How do you get these amazing people together? Seriously.
I wish I could put together a formula how I develop these relationships with these people. And all I can say is it's a total God thing. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, I think part of it is also you are authentic and honest and transparent. And you know, you are genuinely creating these relationships. And then it's just, you know, people want to pay you back and help you out.
Yeah, well, I'm so super stoked. I mean, these guys are heroes of mine, and to think that they're coming to Vegas because I invited them out to do this session, it's going to be awesome. You guys, you gotta come to this event. It's going to be out of this world. It is the number one place to be if you are a blogger, podcaster, web TV producer, and just a social media fan altogether. It's just going to be an awesome time. Pat, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast report. Anything you want to plug at all?
No, just come to our session, I guess. That's all I could say.
Eric, anything you want to plug?
No, come to my session.
Yes.
No, my session. No. Yeah, seriously, it's important for you to just hear that this is where everybody is going to be. Don't follow the hashtag from somewhere else. Follow it and be there at NMX in the first week of January.
You have been listening to the Podcast Report.
New Media Expo 2014 is just around the corner. January 4th, 5th, and 6th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Don't delay. You do not want to miss this opportunity to network with the largest community of podcasters, bloggers, video web TV producers, and social media experts from around the world.
Book your ticket now at nmxlive.com.
We hope to see you in Las Vegas.